From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, March 25th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
The State Center for Disease Control is recording 142 cases of COVID-19 today. Dr. Nirav Shah, director of the CDC, says one of the cases includes a person affiliated with the Department of Health and Human Services office in Lewiston, which has been closed.
Our top priority in these situations is always to ensure the health and safety of the public as well as our employees within any unit of state government.
Shah also issued a call to healthcare providers in Maine, especially those trained to use ventilators, to register at the website mainresponds.org. Shah says the state needs to be as ready as possible for whatever the future holds. The routines are changing at food pantries across the state. Where once patrons might browse shelves, now food pantry staff are packaging goods and delivering them to people, usually waiting outside. The Maine Seacoast Mission operates a food pantry in Cherryfield. President John Zavodny says drive-through pickup is now the norm. He says that has cut down on social interaction that has been part of the process, but volunteers are doing what they can to make those social connections through the windshield.
You know, we're checking all the boxes and we're doing all the paperwork without having people interact. But we do want to make sure that people feel a little sense of connection. There's a lot of eye contact and a lot of smiles.
Zavodny also says they are asking their older volunteers to take on more tasks that can be done from home to help keep them safe from any possible exposure to coronavirus. COVID-19, the disease that it causes, poses a much greater threat of death in older people. Bath Iron Works' largest union says only 41% of employees returned to work yesterday after the shipyard identified a case of COVID-19 among staff. Union leaders told the Portland Press Herald the lower turnout was not organized and that individual workers decided to stay home. And Concord Coach Lines and Dartmouth Coach has announced it will suspend all operations until further notice beginning on March 28th. In a statement, the company's president said the company feels it can and should support guidance that people should stay home. The statement also says a person with COVID-19 was on Concord Coach Lines buses four times between March 11th and March 16th, 2020. In weather tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the 40s in the north, mountains, and at the coast. And in the low to mid-40s, interior central and south. Governor Janet Mills announced today that she is taking additional steps to deal with the outbreak of COVID-19 in Maine. She signed
an executive
order that adds
additional measures
to combat the spread of the coronavirus.
She and other governors are saying residents should brace for a long period of sacrifice to protect public health
to work safely.
But President Donald Trump has begun signaling a dramatically different approach,
telling Americans yesterday
that he wants large sections of the economy reopened by mid-April.
Steve Chief political correspondent
more.
Steve Missler is
Governor Mills
is
announced
with us
additional
now,
restrictions on non-essential business operations on Tuesday,
means.
She framed
Thanks
her decision
us,
in stark, urgent terms.
So,
Mainers should stay away from
us off
another,
on what types of businesses are affected by this
she
order.
She says it's not going to be easy.
Sure. So, if you recall last week, Nora, Governor Mills ordered the 2-week closure of restaurants and bars, and she also recommended that so-called public-facing businesses also close. That was a recommendation.
We're confronting an unprecedented challenge.
Movie theaters, hair salons,
later Tuesday, the message from the White House was much different.
Any type of business.
President Trump talked about seeing light at the end of the tunnel, and he announced a goal of reopening large swaths of the American economy.
This order turns last week.
I said earlier today that I hope we can do this by Easter.
For those same types of businesses.
I think that would be a great thing for our country. And
midnight tonight,
we're all working very hard to make that a reality.
Trump's goal puts him on a collision course with health
experts,
including those within his own administration,
arguing
that resuming business as usual could worsen conditions and accelerate the spread of the coronavirus.
So how are essential businesses
But it also puts him at odds with governors like Mills,
how are essential
who has taken a measured approach to the outbreak by leading with recommendations for the closures of certain businesses before instituting mandates. Mills was largely dismissive of a scenario in which her orders would run counter to any of the president's plans.
And the governor made it pretty clear that road construction season would go on unless something drastic
changes. Does not rise to the level of an order
or forecast
or prediction.
It also includes the type of businesses that we would need in our everyday lives to get through a situation like this.
It also says it's premature to contemplate a time when Maine and other states are still instituting tight restrictions when Trump might seek to loosen them. American governors do have sweeping powers to resist federal mandates and orders, should that scenario ever arrive. Nevertheless, any dispute over conflicting orders to close or reopen businesses and allow large gatherings again could be defined less by legal wrangling between states and the federal government and more by public opinion. Recent polling shows that Republicans approve of the president's handling of the outbreak. Democrats remain deeply distrustful.
Maine Public Radio News.
I'm Steve Missler.
Open businesses to
in
allow
response
for people
to Governor
to work
Janet Mills' new directives for retail stores across the state to limit the spread of COVID-19, supermarkets,
stores,
pharmacies, and other essential businesses in Maine are taking steps to protect their customers and their employees.
It seems like
as Robbie Feinberg
is a very
that has meant physical changes at the checkout.
How does
and
it compare with steps
limiting the number of shoppers
they
in the
try
store
to limit
at any one time
of COVID-19?
Yeah, I think measured is the correct
on
way
a few
to describe
mornings
it, although I've certainly
days,
heard
the
from
line
people
outside
who wish
of Morning Glory Natural Foods in Brunswick has
by
extended down the block, with customers standing roughly 6 feet
we've
apart.
Seen a lot of those
this is our concierge
the last few days,
at the store's entrance along Main Street, owner Toby Tarpinian introduces
so far,
me to the door concierge, an employee who opens and closes the door to customers, making sure to limit the number inside to just 10.
We have a rotating staff member that lets one person in for every person that leaves once we get to that 10 right when we open.
The 10-person limit is one of several ways that Morning Glory has restructured its business in order to enforce social distancing. Beginning last week, the store began limiting customer numbers, restricting in-store shopping hours, and implementing a curbside grocery pickup system. And like many other stores, it also has set aside dedicated hours for elderly and immunocompromised customers to shop. Tarpinian says the changes were needed in the relatively small space, where narrow aisles make it extremely difficult to maintain one's distance.
Many of them were actually
it just didn't feel right with what we're talking about to walk around the store, and even though people were trying to be respectful, it's a 5,000-square-foot selling space.
What does the governor have to say about
it's almost unavoidable to have people kind of within each other's 6 feet bubble.
She didn't have a lot to say about
and that's when we had to really kind of implement some operational changes.
Other stores are following suit. On Tuesday, Governor Janet Mills announced that the state was mandating the closure of all non-essential businesses, such as hair salons and fitness centers.
And we also heard from
CDC Director Nirav Shah today. For those deemed essential, such as grocery stores, pharmacies, and pet stores, Mills laid out strict recommendations for reducing congestion, including limiting customers in stores over 5,000 square feet to 100 at a time, and ensuring proper social distancing whenever possible.
Mark, 6 foot measurements by the cashier stations.
Well, today those fears were pretty much confirmed.
And remind customers to stand, remain 6 feet apart at all times in and outside the store.
Meeting those recommendations is requiring some grocers to rethink parts of their operation. Hannaford spokesperson Erica Dodge says the company has created a social distancing plan, and stores have installed signs and plexiglass barriers between cashiers and customers. And Dodge says the company is also putting in new practices to limit contact whenever a cashier needs to look at an ID or process a cash transaction.
All of these additional processes and reasons for the backlog.
National shortage of a particular reagent that's used to complete the test. Maine is experiencing that shortage too.
Dodge says the company is looking into other steps, including limiting customers. And she says that while the company was forced to temporarily halt its Hannaford to go online service due to overwhelming demand, it is working to resume it as soon as possible. A spokesperson for Shaw's didn't comment on whether the supermarket chain would limit customers, but did note the store's delivery and pickup options.
Very much,
and
Steve,
said the company
and,
is also installing plexiglass
in
barriers at the checkout to,
happy
quote,
to do it,
provide added reassurance and peace of mind. But for smaller chains like Food City, which operates five stores located mostly in central Maine, some of the governor's recommendations have been more of a challenge. District manager Jerry Favreau says his stores don't have the technological capabilities to handle online orders. And he says while the chain has installed plexiglass barriers and put up signs and markers encouraging customers to spread out, the message can be difficult to enforce.
As I say, a lot of the people like to talk to the people they're seeing in the store, so we see groups occasionally throughout the store of people just talking. And like I say, all we can do is just remind them and put up the signing, and that's about it.
In the face of those challenges, some smaller grocers have reduced their hours or eliminated in-store purchases altogether. Belfast Food Co-op General Manager Doug Johnson says his market is considering several options, including further reduction of hours and expansion of a new online curbside pickup service, but it will continue in-store shopping for now.
The morale of the downtown, the morale of this community would be really damaged if the co-op had to close its doors. So I think whatever we can do to try to keep the store open, even if it's in some odd, you know, pieced together way, that has to be where our focus is.
But while stores across Maine attempt to distance customers and employees, Governor Mills says the burden can't fall solely on businesses. On Tuesday, she urged Maine residents to use common sense practices when going to the store. Make a list, call for curbside delivery if you can, and only go out for essentials. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll hear from Maine's congressional delegation on the impacts of the coronavirus. That's for 2 hours, beginning at 1 on Maine Public Radio. I'm Nora Flaherty.